Our scripture reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们今天的下午的讲道经文来自哥林多前书第6章19到20节。
And we'll also look at the Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 1.
然后我们会加上海德堡16问答1。
1 Corinthians 6, beginning in verse 19. The word of the Lord. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body.
哥林多前书第6章第16节、第15节。 岂不是你们的身子是基督的肢体吗? 我可以将基督的肢体 作为基督娼妓的肢体吗? 断乎不可。 岂不知与娼妓联合的, 便是与他成为一体吗? 因为主说, 二人要成为一体。
And then Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 1, what is your only comfort in life and in death? Answer, that I am not my own, but belong body and soul, in life and in death, to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ. He has fully paid for all my sins with his precious blood, and has delivered me from the tyranny of the devil. He also watches over me in such a way that not a hair can fall from my head without the will of my Father in heaven. In fact, all things must work together for my salvation. Because I belong to him, Christ, by his Holy Spirit, also assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him.
好的，我要你问答第一问，无论是生是死，你唯一的安慰是什么？ 回答：无论是生是死，我身体灵魂都不属于我自己，而是属于我信实的救主耶稣基督。他用宝血完全补偿了我一切的罪债，并且救我脱离魔鬼一切的权势。他也保守我，若非天父允许，我连一根头发也不会落下。诚然，万事必为我的救恩互相效力，因我属于基督。 他借着圣灵使我有永生的确据，并且使我从今以后甘心乐意为他而活。As
we begin 2023, many people are seeking comfort in life.
在我们开始今年，也就是2023年的时候，许多人都想要在我们的生活当中去寻找安慰。Where
do we go to find comfort?
那我们要到哪里才能找到安慰呢？
Comfort in life is important. Comfort in death is even more important.
生前的安慰很重要，但是死后的安慰更加重要。The
Heidelberg Catechism begins with comfort because, as Zacharias or Sinus, the primary author of the Catechism said, it embodies the design and substance of the Catechism.
那我们知道海德堡亚历问答是从安慰开始的，因为正如亚历问答的最主要的作者，也就是乌尔西努，他所说的那样。
His hope is that the end result of studying the Catechism is comfort.
那他的最终的盼望是，当我们学习这份要理问答的时候，我们所得到最后的结果就是安慰。And
the substance of that comfort consists in what Christ has done for us.
那这个安慰的本质，它的实质是在哪里呢？ 就是在基督为我们所成就的一切。Comfort
comes not in eliminating evil.
安慰并不是来自于把所有的邪恶都除掉了。Comfort
comes in comparing evil to the highest good.
我们的安慰是来自于我们把这个罪恶、邪恶和至高的善来做比较。We
can't get away from evil. We live in a fallen world, wrecked by the curse of sin. We can't run from evil.
我们生活在一个堕落世界里面，这个世界因为罪的咒诅而遭受了各样的苦难，所以我们无法逃避罪的咒诅。Many
people in our culture want to escape from evil.
在许多文化里面，很多人都想要逃离邪恶。They
don't want to face reality, so they check out.
他们都不想面对现实，所以就 逃避这个现实。
That could take the form of addiction or distraction, even control as a means of escape from our problems.
他们会以各样各样的方式去逃避现实，无论是药物成瘾，或者还是转移他们的注意力，注意在其他事情上面，或者是想要控制这个事情，好来作为逃避问题的手段。
But our comfort is not found in escaping evil, or in distancing ourselves from it, or even trying to control it.
那我们的安慰不在于逃离邪恶，也不在于分散我们的注意力，不去注意邪恶，也不在于试图想要控制邪恶。
Our comfort is found in comparing evil to the highest good.
我们的安慰是在把邪恶和至高的善拿来做比较。
The highest good is Christ, and our highest good is found in Christ.
而那唯一的至高的善就在基督里，我们至高的善是在基督里面才能找到的。
Only Christ can bring true comfort in life, and only Christ can bring comfort in death.
只有基督能在我们生前带给我们真正的安慰，也只有基督能在死后带给我们真正的安慰。
Preparing for death is the most important part of life.
那为死亡做准备是我们生命当中最重要的事情。
And the more we focus on Christ, the highest good, the more comfort we have in death.
我们如果把焦点都放在耶稣基督这位至高的善身上，我们在死亡里面就越有安慰。
So our comfort is found in who we are, as the Catechism says, I am not my own, but belong body and soul in life and in death to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ.
所以我们的安慰是来自于我们真正的身份到底在哪里，到底在哪里找到的。就跟亚里问答所说的，无论是生是死，我身体和灵魂都不属于我自己，而属于我信实的救主耶稣基督。
Now in our culture, the self is the master.
在我们的文化里面，我就是那个主人。
Not only do we control the meaning of words, we control the meaning of everything in our lives.
我们不仅控制的话语、语言的意义，而且还控制我们生活中所有事物的意义。
We even control our own identities. Who are you?
我们甚至会掌控着我们自己的、掌管着我们自己的身份。你到底是谁？
Now in the past, people would answer that question with objectivity, based on their family, their religion, their nationality, and so forth.
那么在过去，人们会根据一些客观的事实来回答这个问题，就是根据他们的家庭、他们的出身、他们的宗教或者他们的国籍来客观的回答这个问题。
Today we've changed the question.
但是我们今天就改变了问题的本身。
It's not who are you, it's how do you identify.
我们今天问的不是你是谁，而是你认为你是谁。
There's nothing objective about it. Your identity is entirely subjective.
我们不要去谈什么主观的事情，你的身份完全是你自己来决定的，有时候都是主观的。
Today you can identify as one thing, tomorrow as the complete opposite.
今天你可以认同某一件事情，到了明天你却可以完全推翻它，你可以完全否定这个事情。
Is there any comfort in that?
在这个当中你可以找到安慰吗？
That we determine our own identity?
让我们自己来决定我们自己的身份，你可以找到安慰吗？
What happens when the world is flipped upside down and we lose any sense of stability?
如果我们的世界被我们颠覆了，而当你在这种颠覆当中找不到安全感的时候，找不到稳定感的时候，会发生什么事情呢？
What happens when we are about to die? Does it really matter how we identify on our deathbed?
当我们面对死亡，死亡即将临到的时候，你在临终前，你如何认同你的身份，真的那么重要吗？
Comfort can only come in knowing that we are not our own masters, that we don't determine our identities.
唯有知道我们不是自己的主人，我们的身份不是由我们自己决定的，我们在这样子的思想里面才能找到安慰。
We belong to Christ. This is who you are. This is your identity. You are in Christ. You are a slave to Christ.
我们是属于基督的，这才是你真实的身份。那这是你真正的身份的认同。你是在基督里的，你是基督的奴仆。
People identify themselves in many different ways in our culture based on ethnicity, sexuality, political allegiances, and so forth.
在我们的文化里面，人们会以许多不同的方式来确认自己的身份。譬如说，你是哪一个种族？你属于哪一个种族？你的性取向是什么？你的政治忠诚到底是忠于哪一个政党？等等。
The only identity that truly matters is whether you are in Adam or in Christ.
那唯一真正的身份，唯一真正的认同，是你究竟是在亚当里，还是在基督里。
Everything else is passing away.
所有事情都会消失的。
Are you in Adam or are you in Christ?
你到底是在亚当里，还是在基督里？
This is the only question that matters.As we face death, am I in Christ? Do I belong to Him?
所以当我们面对死亡的时候，唯一真正的问题是，我在基督里吗？我是否真的属于他？
And this is who we are in body and in soul.
那这就是我们身体和灵魂真实的面貌。
We belong to Christ in body, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God?You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body.
我们的身体是属于基督的。对不起，我刚刚念的经文是错的，是应该是林前更多前书六章十九到二十节。我再念一次，更多前书六章十九到二十节。岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。而且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的。所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Our bodies belong to Christ, the material part of us.
我们的身体是属于基督的，这个身体就是我们的物质的部分。
Our comfort lies in that.
而我们的安慰就来自于此。
Our comfort does not lie in how our bodies make us feel.
我们的安慰不在于我们的身体给我们什么样的感觉。
Our bodies sometimes make us feel uncomfortable.
因为我们的身体有时候会让我们感到不舒服。
They get sick, they break down, they cause us physical pain.
他们会生病，他们会崩坏，而且他们会给我们带来身体上的痛苦。
Sometimes our bodies cause us emotional pain.
有时候我们的身体也会给我们带来一些情感上面的痛苦。
We might not like how our body looks.
有时候我们可能不太喜欢我们长的样子。
Too big in some places, too small in other places.
有些地方太大，有些地方太小。
We don't like our hair or lack thereof.
或者我们不喜欢头发，或者我们根本没有头发。
But our comfort doesn't lie in how our body looks.
但是我们的安慰并不在于我们的身体看起来是长什么样子。
Our comfort lies in the fact that however our body looks, it belongs to Christ.
我们的安慰是来自于无论我们看起来长成什么样子，它都是属于基督的。
1 Samuel 16:7 says, "For the Lord sees not as man sees." Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.
撒母耳记上六章十六章第七节说，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
And so our heart belongs to Christ as well.
所以我们的心也是属于基督的。
Our heart, our soul, all of the immaterial part of us.
我们的心，我们的灵魂，就是这些我们所有的非物质的部分。
This includes our thinking, our reasoning, our emotions. All of that belongs to Christ.
那这些包括我们的思想、我们的推理、我们的情感，所有这些都是属于基督的。
Our souls have been washed by the blood of Christ.
我们的灵魂现在已经被基督的宝血洗净了。
Whatever bad we've done, whatever bad that's been done to us, is made new in Christ.
无论你过去做了什么坏事。无论我们身上发生过什么样的坏事，在基督里面都已经变成新的了。
So it all belongs to him.
所以这些全部都是属于他的。
And so we need not carry around these invisible burdens in our hearts of all the sins we've committed or the sins that have been committed against us.
所以我们不需要在心里面背负这些无形的重担，也就是我们过去所犯的所有的罪，或者别人对我们所犯的所有的罪。我们都不需要把这些担在心上。
Because Christ, the highest good, has removed those things as far as the east is from west, to be remembered nevermore.
因为基督，我们至高的善，已经把这些东西都挪走了。 就像东离西那么远，不再有人纪念。
So we belong to Christ in body and soul, in life and in death.
所以无论生死，我们的身体和灵魂都属基督。
Our soul will live on after our body dies.
我们的灵魂在我们身体死亡后还继续会存活。
It should bring us great comfort that our soul belongs to Christ.
我们的灵魂是属于基督的，这个应该给我们带来极大的安慰。
So many people today are living in crippling fear.
今天有许多人生活在带来来让我们无法行走，让我们颠簸的这种阑珊的一个极度的恐惧当中。
And the fear that underlies all others is fear of death.
那所有的其他的恐惧都是来自于我们对死亡的恐惧。
And so they walk around terrified that something will happen that will result in their death.
所以他们四处奔走，害怕会有什么事情发生，会让他们死亡。
Now, of course, we must be prudent in our behavior.
当然，我们必须很谨慎的来看待我们的行为。
Taking foolish, unnecessary risks doesn't prove that we have great faith.
冒一些很愚蠢的、不必要的险，并不能证明我们有伟大的信心。
We should be cautious but not fearful.
我们应该很谨慎，但是我们不应该惧怕。
Because we belong to Christ in body and soul.
因为我们的身体和灵魂都属于基督。
And what's the worst that can happen?
那么还有什么事情会最糟的情况是什么呢？
We die and go to be with Christ. That's far better.
我们死后怎么样呢？我们死后就与基督同在了，不是好的无比，好的无比的吗？
As Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
正如保罗在腓立比书中所说的，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
So do not fear, beloved, for your body and soul belongs to Christ in life and in death.
所以亲爱的，不要害怕，因为你的身体和灵魂无论是生是死都属于基督。
So we take comfort in who we are.
所以要对我们真实的身份感到安慰。
And we take comfort in what has been done for us.
我们要对基督已经为我们成就的事情感到安慰。
Christ has fully paid for all my sins with his precious blood.
你基督已经用他的宝血完全补偿了我一切的罪债。
He has reconciled us to God.
基督已经使我们与神和好了。
As we see in Romans 5 verse 10, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled,We shall be saved by his life.
罗马书第五章第十节说，我们做仇敌的时候，且借着上帝儿子的死，得与上帝和好。既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。这种和好的方式，对不起。
And the manner of this reconciliation is the blood of Christ.
所以上帝让我们与他和好的方法，就是基督的宝血。
And we also see that Christ has delivered me from the tyranny of the devil.
而且基督已经救我脱离魔鬼一切的权势。
He has freed us from the miseries of sin and death and from the power of the devil.
他已经把我们从罪恶和死亡的苦难中拯救出来，而且把我们从魔鬼的权势中拯救出来。
Now fallen man can do nothing but sin.
好，堕落的人，他除了犯罪，什么都不能做的。
He is in bondage to sin and misery and the tyranny of Satan.
他是被罪恶、苦难还有撒旦的暴政所统治、所捆绑的。
But in Christ, we've been set free from that bondage.
但是在基督里面，我们已经从这种捆绑中获得了自由。
So now we are able to reject sin, to choose righteousness, and to perform good works as we're empowered by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们现在能够拒绝罪恶，选择公义，去行善。因为我们已经从圣灵得着能力。
We can take comfort in that, that we are not powerless against sin.
所以我们可以从这里面得到安慰，是因为我们并非毫无能力，我们并非毫无能力不能对抗罪恶。
This doesn't mean that we will be free from all temptation to sin, or that we won't have certain besetting sins that we always struggle with.
但这个并不代表我们不会经历所有的一些犯罪的诱惑，也不代表我们不会有某种我们总是在挣扎的一些罪。
It does mean that we have the power in Christ to resist those temptations, to put to death those lingering sins that cause us to stumble.
但是这确实代表着我们在基督里面，我们是有能力 抵制这些诱惑的，并且将那些导致我们跌倒的一些挥之不去的罪来给消灭掉。
Christ has set us free, and we are free indeed.
基督已经使我们得自由了，所以我们确实是自由的。
And we take comfort in Christ's preservation. He also watches over me in such a way that not a hair can fall from my head without the will of my Father in heaven.
而且我们也是在基督的保守下面来得到安慰的，因为他也保守我，若非天父允许，我连一根头发也不会掉下来。
We've been adopted into the family of God, and so we belong to him.
我们已经被收养进入神的家了，所以我们是属于他的。
Nothing can change that. We can't even change that.
没有什么能够改变这一点，连我们自己也不能改变这一点。
Even in our worst moments, we cannot overturn what Christ has done for us.
在我们最遭难、最落魄的时刻，我们也无法推翻基督为我们所成就的一切。
And we take great comfort in Christ turning everything into our good. In fact, all things must work together for my salvation.
我们也对基督正在把万事都转变成与我有益的来感到安慰，因为诚然万事必为我的救恩互相效力。
Romans 8:28, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose.
罗马书第八章二十八节说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。
The worst thing you can think of happening to you, to your family, ultimately that would work for your good and for the glory of God.
所以你能想到的发生在你身上或者在你的家人身上最糟糕的事情，最终也都会为你的益处和上帝的荣耀来效力。
So we take comfort in who we are, we take comfort in what has been done for us.
所以我们对自己的身份感到安慰，我们也对为我们所成就的事情感到安慰。
And finally now, we take comfort in what's being done in us, because we have full confidence that because I belong to him, Christ by his Holy Spirit also assures me of eternal life, makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him.
最后我们要对在我们里面在我们身上所成就的事来感到安慰。亚里问答说，我们有充分的信心，因我属于基督，他借着他的圣灵使我有永生的确据，并且使我从今以后甘心乐意为他而活。
The Holy Spirit resides within us and grants us assurance of our salvation and our possession of eternal life.
圣灵今天住在我们心里面，赐给我们救恩的确据，也赐给我们永生的确据。
We hear the voice of Christ in the written word of God and in the preached word, as he says in John 10, My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish.
我们从上帝所写下来的话，还有上帝对我们宣讲的话里面，听见了基督的声音。约翰福音第十章二十七到二十八节说，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
When we hear the word of God, the Spirit confirms within us that we belong to Christ.
所以当我们听见上帝的话的时候，圣灵就在我们心里面确认我们是属于基督的。
If we have the Spirit, we can have absolute confidence that we have eternal life.
如果我们已经有了圣灵了，我们就有绝对信心知道我们是有永生的。
The Spirit is the down payment of our eternal life.
圣灵是我们永生的定金，或者说首付款。
And if we have the Spirit, we can be certain that Christ will keep his promise to raise us up on the last day.
所以如果我们有圣灵，我们就可以确信基督会履行他的应许，在末日的时候使我们复活。
And we take comfort in what the Holy Spirit is doing within us as the down payment of our eternal life. And also as the renovator who is transforming us into the image of Christ.
所以我们对圣灵在我们心里面所成就的事感到安慰，除了他是我们永生的头期款定金之外，他也是一个施工者，他要将我们变化更新，来变化成耶稣基督的形象。
The Spirit makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him.
圣灵使我从今以后甘心乐意为他而活。
One of the greatest assurances of our salvation is that we actually care about living for Christ.
所以我们救恩最大的确据之一是，我们确实关心我是否真的为基督而活。
The unbeliever doesn't care. He lives for himself.
不信主人是不会关心这件事情的，因为他是为自己而活的。
But we strive to live for Christ.
但我们却努力挣扎的为基督而活。
And of course, we are far from perfect in this.
当然，我们在这方面绝非完美。
We struggle to live for Christ. We have setbacks. We're not where we want to be.
我们为基督而活是在苦苦的挣扎当中的。我们有一些挫折，但是我们，而且我们总是没有达到我们想要达到的那个程度，那个理想。
But the fact that you care at all about living for Christ is a good sign that you are a believer.
但是你关切你真的是否为基督而活的这个事实，就是你是一个真信徒的一个记号。
It might not feel that way in the moment when you're struggling with sin, but take your eyes off the present and look back at what God has done in you.
所以当你在最终挣扎的时候，你可能不会有这种感觉，但是在这个时候，要请你把你的眼光从你现在目前的挣扎当中移走，回头来看看上帝到底在你身上做成了什么事情。
Look at where God has brought you from to where you are now.
我们来看看上帝把我们从过去的位置带到了现在什么样的位置。
Look at how He's blessed you and how He's used you to bless others.
我们来看看他是怎么样赐福给你的，而且使用你去祝福别人。
And take comfort in the work that God is doing in you.
所以我们应该在基督在我们身上所成就的事情来得到安慰。
Ursinus said, "The substance of our comfort, therefore, is briefly this: that we are Christ, and through Him reconciled to the Father, that we may be beloved of Him and saved. The Holy Ghost and an eternal life being given unto us."
要理问答作者乌尔西努说，因此我们安慰的实质，简单来说就是这样子的。就是我们是属于基督的，并且借着他与圣父和好了，使我们得到了圣父的爱、上帝的拯救，而且圣灵和永生如今也赐给我们了。
The calendar has turned from 2022 to 2023, but all the problems remain.
我们今天把日历已经从2020年翻到了2023年，但是所有的问题还在那里。
We can't escape the evil in the world produced by sin.
我们无法逃避这个世界由罪所产生的邪恶。
And we can take comfort in looking to Christ, the highest good and the conqueror of all evil.
但是我们可以在仰望基督的时候得到安慰，因为他是那至高的善，他已经征服了所有的邪恶。
He provides true comfort, not only in life, but especially in death.
他已经赐给我们真正的安慰，不仅在我们生前，更是在我们死后。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, grant also that we who are gathered here in Jesus' name to hear His word may acknowledge that by nature we are lost and that we deserve Your punishment. Help us to see that in us there is nothing good and that flesh and blood can never inherit Your kingdom. May we gladly submit to our Lord Jesus Christ, our only Savior and Redeemer. And may He so live in us that our old Adam being put to death, we may rise to a new and better life, to the praise and glory of Your name. Amen.
亲爱的天父，已经允许我们这些奉耶稣基督的名聚集在这里聆听祂话语的人，让我们承认我们生来就是失丧的，我们理当承受你的刑罚。求你帮助我们看见，在我们里面没有任何良善，血肉之体永远不能承受神的国。愿我们甘心乐意地顺服我们的主耶稣基督，我们唯一的救主和救赎者。愿他在我们里面活着，使我们的旧亚当被治死，叫我们可以站立在你面前，活出新的更荣美的生命，是为了赞美并荣耀你的名。阿们。